For people who say makeups and stuffs, we're coming because the way I'll judge you. See, you say makeups, now I know the kind of person you are. Simple.
Welcome to Listener Letter Live, the second one for the year. Put your hands together for yourselves because you're on time. It's incredible. One day we will be able to start on time with a full house, but it is what it is. Are there any new, is this if your first time here? Sorry, I'm going to do this thing like church, but if it's your first time, can you wave? Wave. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Okay, my next question is that, why have you never come when we are selling tickets? So it's only when it's free that you come. Turn to your neighbor and say, buy tickets. All right. We're going to kick off with a little bit of what's been trending in the news. Okay, look, I have spent literally the last 45 minutes following up on all things Ajua Safo and Apostle Kojo Safo. What a mess. When I tell you this family is playing a serious PR war, because, you know, earlier in the week, I was on Ajua Safo's side. I said, oh, Akofna, why would you do this? Today, I watched the video that do you know Maghreb? How many of you know Maghreb? You don't know Maghreb? Y'all don't be watching the channels, but you know Gossip 24. Okay, well, Maghreb is also doing what Gossip 24 does, yeah. But basically, I watched the 45-minute video that he did, and it is so grimy because, you know, the Ebusi Apenyi, they did a, what's it called, a press conference. And they said that they had all agreed that their father said they will, they had agreed that they have to bury their father before they announce their successor. And they all agreed. And before they realized, they said the Akofana guy is doing his thing. And there was a writ of summons. So Ajua Safo said she was driving to the house to go and tell him that, oh, my brother, in case you don't understand writ of summons, you can't go ahead and do this. And, you know, the way they said it, that she was bleeding profusely. And that even if you hear that she's dead, you won't be surprised because she's bleeding profusely. Meanwhile, there's a video of Ajua Safo sitting now where she was at the police station. Yes, there was blood on her face, not to be insensitive. But girl, she was on her phone. Look at the person was filming that. She was not profusely bleeding. Hey. They have stopped the bleeding. Sir? It's just very interesting. I don't know what's going on. It's like nowadays, when something happens, somebody dies, then everybody wants to take advantage, become popular. It's actually embarrassing, guys. What's going on? And that is why I'm just wondering what Obinim is up to with his wife now. I listen, this week, I saw a video that he did and I had to quote it and say, but don't you guys live in the same house? They don't live in the same house anymore. Eh? Well, he has her phone number, trying to WhatsApp. We need credits out to be for us. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Why are you inviting us in there? You know the funny thing about Obinim? He's inviting us into their business and then he's telling his wife to shut up. So if you don't know, how many of you know about this story? How many of you don't know about this story? If you don't know about this story, clap. Okay. Let me get you up today. Do you guys know who Obinim is? Angel Obinim. Angel Obinim. Locally acquired. All of this started because I think a couple of weeks ago, you know, he was standing in front of his audience. And I'm not going to say congregation because, you know, that is theater. I've told you people, there are a couple of churches here that I am fully aware that they are doing entertainment show business. He was standing in front of his audience and he was telling them that when he dies, he doesn't want anybody from his, he doesn't want his wife or his family to do anything when it comes to his funeral, only his kids. You know, and you know, shady, very shady. Indirectly, and no. Hey, I love it. Anyway. Yeah, and then, you know, so not long after that, I think Florence did an interview, you know. And then after saying what he said, then he came back and did a video and said that she needs to respect her marital home and not speak on their marriage and everything. I mean, that was crazy. That was crazy. Just this past week, he went to stand in front of his audience again. And he played a voice note that his child had sent him, telling him that, oh, ever since you left, it's true, he's left the house. Said, ever since you left the house, you know, mommy cannot control, I think, one of his children. And wafa if anything, gee, wagono, you know, they are kobo. I mean, he played a voice note. I would have liked to see the video. And he was telling him that he should come home because he's the only one that can discipline the child. And then Angel Obinim asked the audience that, should I go home? And then one woman said, no, if you go, they will poison you, so don't go home. And then he said, oh, and you will put a catcher, me un coffee. Your matrimonial house. Right? Anyway, Florence Obinim went on Ola's show on Peace FM. Apparently, they've gifted her a car because somebody made a comment that she's been going to shows and things with Uber also. Somebody even said Pragya. So she was given a RAV4. She went there. They were asking her about her marriage. And you know, honestly, I was trying to understand. Does she have a new song out? Oh, okay. Because that's the thing about celebrity interviews. They don't pop out unless they have something. Wait, what did I miss? Wait, because he knows that there's a song out. What's the song called? You don't know. Guys, no, hold on. Do you think Florence got a BBL? Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I think she has filler. Her cheeks are different now, guys, right? It's natural. Oh, sir. Oh, you're natural girl, aren't you? Oh, you're Vera. No, you know, I'm not one to speak on women's bodies, but I remember when she popped up a couple of months ago and she was doing an interview. I said, oh, this is not the Florence that we know. It's like she and Black China went and did a swap. No, but anyway, listen. So they were asking her, and you know the funny thing about Florence, it's like she's always circumnavigating the question when it comes to her husband. She never really like talks about it. She's always, you know, she doesn't want any. There was a lady sitting next to her that was saying that, oh, now that they've given her a car, they have to give her a house as well. And then Ola said, oh, but why would she need a house when she's living with her husband? And then Florence was like, you know that thing? It's like, if you know, you know. Oh my God. Obinim now posted this long video. This man is dramatic because he said he's recording the video at dawn, but he will sleep and wake up before he posts it. And the number of times he kept saying, what's it called? Kawanutum. Florence. I didn't know she was called Lioness. Why is she called Lioness? Oh, the one who knows about her song, you should know. Because he said, Florence, Lioness, Missy Kawanutum. Yeah, apparently that's her, I think that's her alias, Anna. Her pet name. Oh no. Oh no. CMI, he's a lion. I tweeted about this one time and I said, we really need to look into the modification of our gospel acts. It's so interesting to me. All of a sudden, they've just become baddies. But you know what? I love it. I love it because then it shows you that culture is dynamic and it's changing. Because once upon a time, you stand in front of a house with flower pots. You know? Yes. Exactly. And they don't look in the camera. There is, you know, they always have to face away from the camera. And then... wine, the old giant baby. Yeah. Yeah, he was saying a lot of things, talking about property. Oh, he said he has a house in Spain.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Oh, they do? And then he actually said very proudly that men of God in the country have more money than even the musicians and stuff, right? First of all, I mean, Angel Obinim, you don't have to tell us. You guys don't pay taxes. It's no secret. I'm even trying to remember the things he said. Just so many atrocious things, actually. Because he would say, oh, I don't want to talk. Then he would say something. He would literally open keys. And then he said, this is part one. He said that if he speaks, there are three things that will happen. Her children will hate her.
Hey.
Her children will hate themselves. And that's what is going on between Akofona and what's it called? just have food, is what will happen with the yeah. Now you see the kind of things you are bringing into your home. This is what, even listen to the point, this is why I say attention is what? Currency. Oh my God. Y'all don't be listening. No, attention is currency, because think about it. Angelo Binim has not been in the limelight for a while. Mama Pata Benjamin is shine. Think about it. It's been a long time. I mean, a couple of years ago, the only thing that was keeping him. Yes. You know, after the whole kerfuffle with Ifeanyi Schwarzenegger, he kind of went down. Ah, then he had another one with that pastor. Oh, the one that looks, there's this, he has a meme where he looks into the camera and he says, what's his name? He's light skinned. Obafo. Yes. He had that one too, Obafo. But since then, we haven't heard much. I just feel like he got. Obafo, no, that's a different pastor. Wow. You can't tell them apart. Oh, no. Yeah, and I just think he's hungry for the limelight again. Because where did this come from? It's just popped out of nowhere. Anyway, do you guys believe that everything happens for a reason? No? Wait. If you don't believe everything happens for a reason, put your hand up. No. If you sit on the fence, it will break at some point. Okay, you in the back. Why don't you believe that everything happens for a reason? Can he have a microphone? He's in the back.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that I think we as human beings like to ascribe meanings to things. So something can happen. It could be random, but you would think that it's because you had a dream about it yesterday or somebody told you something similar a week ago.
So you don't believe that, like, you know, the universe can align for certain things to happen intentionally because something else is happening? Like,
well, you see, it's a game of probabilities, right? So definitely there's always a chance of something happening. But going a step further to say it happened because of this, that is where I find it to be a bit.
All right. Well argued. Anyway, guys, have you guys noticed that there are a lot of, and this is very off topic because I saw a video this week. Brands these days are taking advantage of, like, you know, the coloring and the marketing of other brands. So let's say, for example, oh, there's this Dettol. It's called, like, I don't know whether it's called Tritol or Etol. Have you guys seen it? It has the same green and white as Dettol. So if you are picking, and that thing has happened to me before. I think I was buying digestive or something like that. And you know, because it looks the same red and blue. I picked this and I went home and it was a completely different brand. And then there's Indomie and Sinomi. Yes, and it's the same colors. Have you guys seen it? Oh, you've not noticed. Have you ever bought like some? No, but has anybody here bought a brand that they thought they were buying and then they realized it wasn't the same thing? Example. Can I get a microphone? Example, what brand was it?
Bourbon Biscuits. There's the tea shop brand, and then there's the Macberry or something. That Macberry shit is disgusting. Sorry.
Hold on. What did you call the biscuits?
Bourbon.
It made me call primary school. Your friend of bonbon. Bonbon, yes. And your bonbon.
Where'd you put grub?
You know, this is the kind of person that when people are saying Pijo, you say no, it's Pijo. Please. I know, right? All right, so that which other brand? Who else has an experience? Okay, Michael.
So there's this, I guess all of us have seen it. There's this new malt in town. Usually I just go with Guinness malt. Yes, and there's this other malt. I don't know. I didn't really check, but when I was coming here, you know how the weather is. I just wanted to grab something because I've not eaten the whole day. So I passed by.
Can I ask a question about that? Why is it that when people don't eat the whole day, they always want to drink more? No, they always want to drink malt.
I think that's the nutritious drink you can get. Yeah, the feeling that you get, the nourishment. Yeah.
Tell me, what makes malt nutritious?
I mean, malt again is, especially is brewed from real malt and sorghum, so you get all the vitamins in there. I'm not a brand, but it's on the package. It's on the package. You could see it. You get it.
So if malt again is made from all those things, yeah. Why Bell malt? What is it made from?
I don't know. Maybe flavored sugar and water. I don't know for them, but then you could tell that when you're really taking Guinness malt, you could tell the difference between Guinness malt and the other malt.
Oh, okay. Like, you agree?
Yeah. Like taking coffee. You see, they have brewed coffee and they have the other one. When you take brewed coffee, it's you get a natural feeling of it. It's okay. Like taking real malt and the other malt. Yeah.
I see. Oh, okay. But you know, me right now, because of all of these, like, you know, kidney issues and things like that, it's like, are you, like, when you are buying a product, like me, I be reading, if I see monosodium and all these things, I have become that person where I used to just read expiry dates, but now I'm like ingredients. For real. So, but I think most of the copycat brands, they are cheaper than the actual one. Isn't that what it is? So would you buy something because it's cheaper, or you buy something because it's quality? What does it depend on? Wait, I want to hear. What does it depend on?
I feel like if it's something that could like destroy my life,
uh-huh,
like the closer the proximity, like the closer it is to a product that like actually has life-threatening results.
Like things you consume.
No, even the things I consume, I wouldn't mind if it came to me.
What about medicine?
But that one I will not know. So
no, yeah. They are off brands. Oh,
I mean, I would
Imodium. If you are going to buy Imodium, there's the 10 CDs one. There's the yeah, they are different brands. But with the different brands comes the different quality. Yeah. So for you, your consideration is if it has the tendency to kill you,
or like destroy something inside
you. Ah, okay. So then consumables. So that means that when you are taking something that you're going to put inside your system, then you have to think about the quality.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying, there's a lot of gone too soon these days, guys. So me, I'm just concerned of my fan base. So is it selfish? No. Okay, one more person before we move on. Like, what consideration do you make? Quality versus affordability? Like, are you buying the Ettal because it's cheap?
Hello. So I buy based off of the quality, because I feel like at the end of the day, especially if it's something that I'm consuming, it's for my body and I need to take care of it. So if I'm buying, I'd rather buy the more expensive one that I can bet on than the cheaper one.
Yeah. There's a proverb I was trying to remember, but it's not coming. Yeah. By the way, no, not me. I'm sorry. If it's not Kellogg's, I don't enjoy it. I'm not even gonna. You know, there's this cornflakes that comes in a yellow box. It tastes like it's what? You, please give it a microphone. We have to have a test. We're about to have a back and forth. Babes. You think the yellow is what it's called?
It's Bruggen.
Bruggen. You think it tastes better than Kellogg's?
I do.
Oh my God.
I said it.
It honestly, it tastes like Weetabix to me.
Weetabix?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know for you, man. I like it.
Why do you like it?
So I don't know if I can give a reason, but so in SHS, I noticed that was like the more popular one. And I used to have Kellogg's all the time.
Uh-huh.
I just think it tastes better.
Oh.
I prefer it. Yeah. Other things, I'll take Kellogg's, but for the cornflakes, for whatever reason, I'll take the Bruggen one.
Okay, let's do a quick poll here. What is your favorite Kellogg's cereal?
I really like Ho Ho Pops and Rice Krispies.
Girl, me too.
So yeah, you're trying to understand why we are not.
Yeah, what's happening to the palate? Okay. What's your favorite Ghanaian snack?
It's really hard to tell which one is Ghanaian.
Oh, Achomo, Inkati cake, oh, Alewa.
I like Achomo. I like plantain chips. Okay. I like those.
Wait, plantain chips, ripe or unripe?
Both. I like both.
Oh, okay.
I like both. You know, some variety.
Girl, I feel like you're saying all the right things, but just the yellow.
But that one, no. Yeah, sorry.
Wait. Powdered milk or.
Yeah, it depends. Like, what are we making with it? What are we making?
No, cereal.
Cereal, powdered milk.
Powdered milk, really?
Cereal. I think Ghana has pretty good powdered milk.
Anyway, you know, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, you know, the older that I'm getting, right? There are so many things I don't eat anymore. And what I don't like is look, I'm just caring for myself. People make it look like you are too new. For example, I reduced fried foods now. Okay, if it's not grilled, I won't eat it. Right? If I'll eat fried, even fried yam, me, I used to eat fried yam. Now, fried yam, I eat it like maybe once every 3 months. And that day when I'm eating it, I'll eat it to my, oh yes, you guys know I had my dietitian on the show and he told me about reusing oil and all of that. And you know the fried yam that they sell, the oil, they use it from morning to evening, you know? So, but one thing I hear is like, you go somewhere with friends or whatever, and then you're like, oh, maybe you want a salad or you want it. Then they're like, hey, what's wrong? Hey, you said? The Kardashians eat a salad together. What is the issue with that? Their sisters, please. I'm sorry. This is what I'm talking about. I feel like Ghana kasa bibi kakra we kasa wotrewo. But what it mean me ya kasa wotrewo, I think you should wear it as a badge of honor. Because it means you have standards. Oh, yes. Anyway, I actually forgot. Guy, do you know Mr. Asante is here? Oh, yes. He's at the back. Kwame Asante, please. Please. No, stand up and wave. Are there any assassins here? Oh, wow. We are here. Do you agree that he has controversial takes? Oh, you love it? Oh, no. Okay. Wait, what's one take? Before we go on to the letters, what's one take Kwame gave that you guys stand firmly behind, if you can remember? Okay, she's here.
His issue with Hayford.
Ah! Yes. Guys, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When I tell you at TGMA's, I had to literally, I don't want to say run away, but you see, I have become very aware of the mobile phone and the fact that people can take videos. So I saw this, but it was like, you. I said, who are you talking to? Like, you, I have a problem with you. And I just walked away briskly. Yes, I did.
He was talk about that.
Like, and Afi was coming. You know what? Him.
We have to do our letters. No, I actually texted Afi. I said Afi. Yeah. You did see her face. Afi was killing me the whole time. She was like this. Yeah. No. So you which other thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have time for that. No. Have you guys seen The Polygamist?
Yes.
All 22 episodes?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about their thoughts. Okay, can I share my thoughts?
Yes, share your thoughts.
So, this is a controversial take. I stand 10 toes behind Matipa.
Why?
Thank you.
You finish. I want to hear.
I think Joyce is the chief bird. Like, she's the bird of all birds.
To be fair.
Like, she's the mother hen. Like, I feel like Jonasi is a villain. I think we can't, unless anyone, yeah, a demon sent from hell. However, Matipa was just looking for a good time and a job. Like, can we
I don't think she was looking for a good time and a job.
She was looking for a job.
I don't think so.
Shame on a woman so. For,
I know, will tell you for a fact, Matipa got the job and her next thing was, I want to go to that man's office. She dropped the file. Please. Matipa was not looking. Yeah, no. But I mean, honestly, if you're talking about Chief Bird, it was Essie for me.
Yeah, that was the actual bird.
Yeah. Hiding your children in plain sight. No. That was actual bird.
She still down behind him when he died as well.
Yeah. You gave your savings to the man to go to school. That's Chief Bird for me. But anyway, we have to get into these letters, okay? All right. Oh, that was a good hot topic session.
Yeah.
Mind you, I want to ask the gentleman that said he doesn't believe things happen for a reason. Can you give him the microphone for me? What's your name?
My name is Selassie.
Selassie, I feel like, do you follow me on social media?
Yeah, I think we've met before. Treehouse.
Oh, okay, yeah. You look very familiar. Anyway, look, Selassie, the first letter is from a girl. Can you give me a name for her?
Okay, let's do Abina.
Abina?
Yes.
Why? Are there any Abinas in the house? Abina, let me tell you something. I used to listen to a show on then Vibe FM 91.9. Okay, it was called Between the Sheets. Did anybody listen to it? Oh, you listen to Between the Sheets. Girl, how old are you? Oh, no. I'm trying to... And the host was called Abina. Do you know what she used to call herself? Bina. Yeah. Oh, my... Hi, guys, you listen to Between the Sheets with Bina on 91.9 Vibe. I'm going to say, Anyway. So, Bina says, hello, Joe. I'm in a choir at church. Oh, I love this. I'm in a choir at church. This is a charismatic church. We have we have a group chat we use for communication. I know it's WhatsApp. Every morning, there are several devotional messages and scriptures shared on there. Sometimes we discuss trending topics, but from the POV of saved Christians. Yeah, I love singing and I am a Christian, which is why I endure all this. But some of the takes on there are so disappointing. We had a lady in our church who got pregnant late last year. And after she gave birth, we were asked to contribute something to help her out. A few of the guys argued that she was a bad girl. And so they didn't see the point in that because she has to reap what she sowed. They quoted Galatians 6:8. Please, can somebody look at it quickly for me? They quoted Galatians 6:8. And all of a sudden, the group was split. This is just one example. I want to leave the group chat, but the fallout from the whole thing is something I don't want to deal with. I always look forward to rehearsing and singing on Sunday, but it makes me happy because it makes me happy. But the people, how would you handle this? Okay, what does Galatians 6:8 say?
Galatians 6:8.
Mm-hmm.
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the spirit will of the spirit reap.
So basically, you reap what you sow.
Will of the spirit reap everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you what's happening. What I can't stand in my life is you have purposed in your heart that you won't give money. Just say that you won't give the money. We don't need all the justification. Look, I want to tell you. Oh my God, should I say this story? Okay, I was on a committee where we were doing fundraising for something, right? And we're supposed to reach out to people and then ask them to, send money because we are trying to raise money to do something. And then, you know, when we came back, people were saying that, when we went to reach out, people were like, oh, ever since we left this institution, you people have not checked in on us. You have not asked us how we are doing or whatever. But now, dear, you are come to ask us for money. I immediately stopped the conversation. I said, please. Who are the people that said, give me the number, I'm going to call them. Because if you won't give us the money or you don't have the money, say you don't have. There's no need for all of this because we have all finished this institution. You two have not called me. Like, what are we doing here? Why are we going to go down the road of Galatians 6:8? Bro, if you don't have the 100 CDs to contribute to the lady, you can say, I respectfully will sit this one out. We don't have to do all of this. Plus, I mean, isn't this supposed to be Christianity? Or is it because I think the woman had a child out of wedlock? And you, please give me the microphone. She says something here.
She have the child by herself.
No, immaculate conception.
She's the only one who is going to sow according to whatever.
I mean, you know how it goes. You know, you carry the child for 9 months, it becomes your burden. The father goes scot free. You know, and that's the thing. Every time you see such a situation and you're talking down on the woman, nobody ever says that's their money. You know, so okay. Well, she said that she wants to leave the group chat because of some of these ticks. But we all know how group chats are, especially this one. If she leaves and she's still in the choir, there will be a fallout and blah 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 blah. So she's saying, "How will you handle this? How are we helping Bina? Let's give it to Bina over here."
I think she should leave the church.
She should leave the church
because the people in the church are judgmental.
No, it's the people in the group chat.
No, yeah, the people in the group chat are judgmental. Extension to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with her. I feel like she should leave the church because the whatever Christian principles that the group chat is spewing are coming from the general church or whatever the pastor is telling them they should be doing.
And
if you're uncomfortable with what these people are doing, like, why are you there?
Let's say, for me, uh-huh, I left my branch to a different branch because of what was going on. So she can leave the church to a different branch.
That's assuming that they have branches. Yeah.
She's there to enjoy she likes the choir experience. Mm. So focus on that. Human beings are fucked up everywhere.
Yeah.
You are leaving that group to go somewhere. Mm. So just use it to study human behavior and know how to adjust.
No, I'm against
leaving
that.
It doesn't
see.
Wait, hold on.
The branch I left to the branch I'm currently in is two different things.
Yeah.
Two different things.
Day and night.
Yes. It's two different things altogether. Human behaviors are there, but they are different. So she can leave to a different branch.
But what about if she's the voice of reason on the group chat?
Forget that.
Because, you know, let me tell you something. One thing I've realized, especially with Ghanaian socialization, is a lot of people have never been challenged on the opinions that have been handed down to them. A lot of people hold opinions that they have never challenged because they believe that they are supposed to have it. In this case, it's not dicey because you guys are Christians. You are supposed to show love. This person has stepped out, made a mistake. So, yeah, puno. I mean,
Christians, forgive me, but like, I feel like Christians are really. I feel like Christianity is like inherently like it makes you a condescending person because you feel like you're that like quest to be righteous makes you feel like anybody that doesn't agree with my definition of what is righteous is the one that is wayward. And so that's what makes it so difficult for them to be more receptive to external views or any views that are different from them. Christians, forgive me.
Over here. Was it Christians?
So I think that's just like Christianity taken to the extreme point. So ideally, the purpose of Christianity is more like showing love to people. So regardless of whether you have the same views or opinions as them, you're supposed to show love. But then, like, obviously, in every situation, they are extremists, they're holier than thou, judgmental. So then they feel like they are the most righteous. So then they are going to look down here. And I feel like she should just leave the church because the church is supposed to preach love. And you're saying that you will not mind someone because...
Yeah, she said after they said Galatians 6:8, they became split because first it was like a few boys they want to pay. Then when they came to do, you know, show working, now the group has become half will not pay, half will pay.
So it tells you that it's not like the entire group that is bad. That's what I'm saying, that you don't have to always throw the bath water with the baby. It's an experience.
Come on, English proverb. Come on. No, honestly, and another thing is that, you know, on group chats, it's always like the same five people that are talking. They are not representative of the whole group. It's the same five people. And I must say, look, I said this on the Pessoa podcast. Look, church is a human institution. Human beings are not perfect. I feel like we really have this mindset that because you are in church, everybody is supposed to be automatically great and a good time. It's the same people that he says in the office that are going to church. The same people that says in the church, in the Uber. The Uber driver that told you that you will suffer because you canceled this ride, he will go to the same church. So I feel like you're never going to be in a church where everybody will be perfect. And so when you make your decisions based on that, I don't know.
I feel like what everybody is saying, it's not about the people though. It's a value problem. And like those values are coming from their church. I think that's why they
from the Quarister WhatsApp group. That's another thing, guys. Okay. It's like we don't even know how many people are in this Quarister WhatsApp group. I wish I could ask her that, like, is the choir leader there? Is he an older person? What are his opinions and thoughts? Look, I remember when I was in uni, I was in some SU singing group. And then one time they came and he said, everybody needs to delete every worldly song from their phones. Back then I was using a Nokia and you know how hard it was to get songs. And I downloaded Beyonce's B-Day album. Me. That's when I left the singing group. I left. 1+1. Anyway.
It's the doctrine of the church.
Oh, okay. The doctrine of the church is that's what you don't give money to people who have children.
No, not that. I'm trying to say she shouldn't leave the church because I can bet you 95% of churches in Ghana have the same doctrines. Just different, don't eat meat, don't eat this, don't eat that. But a lot of them will tell you if you have a child out of wedlock, there are certain churches that if you have a child out of wedlock and you come back to church, everyone questions you. And it even goes beyond to your parents or your mother.
Sir?
Yeah, let them go and sit at the back. It's like you have been punished. So the thing is, people have their dissenting views or opinions. Take them with a pinch of salt.
A pinch of salt.
Send the money that you want to send to the girl. If you want to make it part of the contribution, do it. If you don't want to make it part of the contribution, want to go and give it to the girl personally, do that. Don't listen to what people are saying and say, you cannot resolve it. Those boys are going to be stupid as always. Because they don't understand the merits of Jesus' teachings, right?
Okay. So you want to do a good thing. Look, things happen. we are a nation of sex harvest. Everybody's having sex. The pastor is sleeping with someone else, which is interesting.
Okay, wife. Okay.
So
okay.
I mean,
we don't know that for a fact.
Oh, please.
You know what?
So nobody is right.
Okay.
Do what you want to do. Quiet, but don't leave the church.
Quiet as kept. Eh? Boys, no muniska. Me, that's what I see. Obeliska is either that or it's a little bit of envy. It is like when envy as in, yeah. It reminds me of when the Russian man thing happened. Did you see the response? Everybody was saying, hey, Yawagana Hana, if we move to you people, you don't mind us. Look, let me tell you, and sorry to stream in. There's a certain level of audacity that men have generally that has been handed to them because of the way the patriarchy works. I've said this thing before. Men feel entitled to women's bodies. Okay, some of you will say some. I will say men. It is there. Okay. And so sometimes when these issues come with pregnancy or somebody or whatever, the way that we judge the two, that is women versus men, it's always crazy. It's always crazy. If it's a bad father, oh, no matter what, or your old papa, your nene kasasa. If it's a bad mother, or bad time pan, we say. The same things that can result in a man being a deadbeat can be true for a woman being a bad mother. But oh, how dare you? Anyway,
I think I just want to say that I want her to like maybe assess how important this church, this choir group is.
Church makes her happy. She likes singing. It makes her happy.
And if you like singing, you can sing anywhere.
Sir,
like, you know. So
part leader. Oh.
Then maybe archive the group or something.
He said, I know, right? Mute it.
Yeah, like mute it. Like,
But then you miss out on important messages.
You
and
could
things.
Just tell someone to like, if something is important, yeah. Forward it to
Let me know.
I agree with you to some extent. There's only so many things you can quit. And it's not everything that would be in line with your opinions and your values. Mm. We are in the workplace with some people with very ridiculous opinions. But you work with them. What would you do? So you mute what you mute, and then you listen to what you listen to. Maybe archive them, get someone to send you some, you know, if it's important, they should forward it to you.
Yeah.
Or you can also put another number there. Maybe your personal number, you know, with someone else.
You are going to the realm of two phones. So
yeah. I think you have something. That,
yeah, I think it's about the girl who is pregnant, because she made mention that she had an attitude. Or the girl is not liked in the church.
No, she said that they started saying that she's a bad girl.
Yes, so that's why, what I think. It's not about the pregnancy. But what's it?
Who
girl.
Is a bad girl?
That is it. That's their opinion. They see it as, oh, this girl is a bad girl. So that is what, that's it, like, should I say, the consequences of being a bad girl.
Bad girl.
So it's like, oh, if you're a bad girl, then I don't need to contribute
to you. Yeah. To you.
But if you were those like holy Adal, like, oh, you're a good girl. They would have to be like, oh, it's a mistake, and I know, but they'll cover for you. But because she has that tag, it's like because of that, they are trying to like stay away.
True.
Thank you.
Bad girl, the Rihanna. Bad girl. Oh my goodness. I mean, we really need to start interrogate some of these things, because I'm not even going to lie. When I was in GSS, the things that I used to judge people for being bad, now that I'm older, I feel so stupid. I feel so stupid. No, when I was in school, and this is the reason why I can't speak pidgin, right? Because I used to follow the rules all the time, and they would say, don't speak pidgin. So me, when I was in school, when boys speak pidgin, I just thought I thought so low of them. Like, you are speaking pidgin. You are speaking pidgin. Now look at me. We are not fit talk himself. If I talk the pidgin, not the flow. Oh, but this one is flow, you know? Yeah. No, you see, like, we're programmed that way. For example, no vernacular in class. Why? Don't speak vernacular. That word is so annoying to me. Vernacular. Then later on, they started doing guy and tree, and people were not passing. I mean, anyway, I think have we exhausted that question? You know, we are on limited time. Let's go to the second one. Okay, this one is really interesting. So this one was supposed to go for Kwame. This one was supposed to go for one of our joint ones. It said, "Hello, Joseph and Kwame. I remember that in one of your past episodes, you asked about pet peeves. So I want to know what your current pet peeves are, mostly because I want to see if they are the same or they have changed." So someone should pass a microphone to Kwame. After I say mine, you know, but one of the pet peeves that remains the same is people who eat and bite the cutlery. When you know, when you put the, you know, when you put the spoon in your mouth and you bite it, you literally hear the teeth hitting the stainless steel. I cannot stand this in my life. And they, like, what is going on there? A pet peeve that I think I'm okay with now is people who talk loudly on the phone, because I actually want to hear. I used to be so annoyed by it, but now I will give the straightest face. But me saying, you know. But look, I have a few new ones that I mean. Hello. No. Honestly, there was a time when I used to be in the church, right? There was a time when I used to listen to the hellos just to see the different variations. Because I tell you, no two people in the church will say hello the same. Like, they have variations. Oh my God. Kwame, do you have some pet peeves? Maybe if you start, I'll remember some of mine.
So with the cutlery, let me do you one better. When the person is eating and then the cutlery is scratching the plate.
Oh, so I have this teeth thing. Uh-huh. I don't know if you guys, when it's like, it grinds my teeth. That one there, it's not even pet peeve, it's medical. Yeah.
And then for people who say makeups and stuff, we're coming. Because the way I'll judge you. See, you say makeups, no, I know the kind of person you are. Simple.
I just want to say that this is a trait of an Akura.
Oh, no. How many of you agree with him? Say, makeups. Hey, stuff.
Guys, you see, after my research,
I said this. Say this.
Do you know what's so funny? Akura. No, do you know what's so funny about it? Anytime if you like watch any video where somebody says to the say, you can tell they think they are saying the right thing. They have this, they'll change the accent. Any kind of sus. It's like, it's so, oh my God. It's so, yeah. No, okay. Now that I talk about money, one of my pet peeves is people that still refer to the old currency. It's so annoying. No, I mean, at least if they say titipo, like, I will know. But they'll say it, and then in my mind, I'm thinking that, oh, you, like, you know, yeah, it's a lot of money, but no, you're, come on, move on. When did that redenomination happen? It was like over 10 years ago, over 20. Hey, mathematics, 19 years ago. Oh my God. Hey, what class were you in? BN. Really? Let me tell you something. I don't. The Gen Z think I hate them, and you are telling me I pander to the Gen Z. That's crazy. Oh my. Okay. Any pet peeves here?
That's what he's doing.
What? Oh, Sammy. You don't like when somebody does this?
No, I hate it.
Oh my God. Why?
I don't know. It irritates me. I don't know.
Where does it come from? It's like, is it a Ghanaian thing or it's... I see. Any other pet peeves you can share?
People watching TikTok in church, in Trotsky with on
the sound on.
Loud volume.
Oh.
Yes. Annoying. Yes. AI videos.
When the AI is reading the caption, right? You don't like it, eh? Oh, the AI videos. Why do they always have so much urgency? Madam, I want to buy this pounded yam. My husband is going to love this food. Hey! Like, I'm like, what is going on? Isn't there a prompt that they can say, calm down? Like, I just don't understand it.
And they are very angry.
Yes, yes, yes.
The salt is very angry. Do not put me on there.
Yes, yes. Now I've seen. I saw one with like vegetables, and then one vegetable wanted to sleep with one vegetable's sister, and then went to pretend to be another. You see that one, right? Oh my God, man! And it has views. It has views. So who is watching it?
Our parents.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, more pet peeves.
Oh, I do have a lot of them. But just like you said, I don't like the AI videos either. Don't like them. Shy people.
Oh. Hey. No, but you know, let me tell you guys something. If you used to listen to the podcast from way back, I always used to come for shy people. I tell you, look, when you are shy, it's so nice in primary school. GSS, you're cute. Oh, shy. SS, made a question mark, but so, university and beyond, hell no. Look, this life is too vicious for you to be shy. I beg you. You need to go and look for confidence and buy some. But you know, I mean, I, now that I'm older, I kind of understand because you know, so it really affects your confidence. But I just want us to remember not to be stuck from where we came from. Because see, even in the office setting and so on, when you are shy, you miss out on a lot of things. Yes. You are shy, but you are intelligent. How will people know? But yeah, so you know, pet peeve, shy people, okay. Yeah.
People who just spit around.
I know what you're talking about. The one where they press their tongue to the, then it comes and then one line. Like, like, where do they learn it from? It's crazy. Anyway, next pet peeve, please.
People who chew gum also out.
You said?
People who chew gum.
Oh, okay, wait. Wait, there are different types. Is it the ones that they chew it recklessly or the one that they chew it, then it does that ta-ta, cause me I do some. I love it. When you blow the bubble and then you take it back in, then you bite into the small air bubble and I just ta, oh God. I love it so much. Wow. Yeah.
So the men that pee by the roadside, like, I hate it.
You have not heard from before.
I don't understand why.
Guys.
Why?
Look. I don't know what we're going to do about this peeing. There's this thing in my mind. Every time when we complain about unemployment, I think to myself that, you know, certain things like littering, peeing and stuff, I feel like the government can set up whether it's an agency or an enforcement group, they give them a special uniform. And that is what they do.
See.
Oh. Yes.
There are people who have prostate issues. I have going to come to realize
this. Carry a bottle.
They have a,
carry a bottle.
No, it doesn't work for everyone.
Hey, it doesn't what do you mean it doesn't work for everyone?
For everyone.
So you've
how does a bottle not work for everybody?
You've traveled abroad. So you've traveled abroad.
What say?
You've traveled abroad.
Travel to Sinyane.
What did you say? Hold on, let everybody hear. Your pet peeve.
My pet peeve is people who, when they're like, they say, I'm traveling. Yeah, then where are you going to? Kumase, Sunyane. Like, an inter-regional. Like, what do you mean? You are deceiving us.
Hold on. What
have
is
you,
there?
Have you done road from Accra to Sunyane before? Guaranteed 10 hours.
No, like it's have a long done, trip. Like done, I am driving I'm coming. But it's not, you're not traveling.
What are you doing?
Wait, hold on. What is exactly? What is the etymology of the word? To travel.
Well, like
if you are going to Kaswa, you are traveling. If you are going to Oyarefa, you are traveling.
Like, even where it's like, I'm going on a plane where Kumasi.
So for you, traveling is plane.
Is traveling.
Yes, some more pet peeves.
People who have no sense of urgency. Zero sense of urgency. Like why?
Wait. You have to put this in context.
No.
Is it when they are walking or when? Because me personally, it grinds my bones if I have gone somewhere, maybe I'm buying food or something. And you know those people that's like, they come to take your order. Now, that's a butty, baby. I honestly, this is my pet peeve. No.
So you see, it's
my pet peeve is when I go to a restaurant and I am ordering food from someone and the waitress is looking everywhere but me. Have you guys seen that thing? Yeah. I mean, that thing annoys me so much. And it's like, but CB, please, the thing you ordered, the chef said it's not there.
What else
is there? Then they'll say, let me go and ask. You just came from the kitchen. That actually grinds my bones. Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
When the driver says, madam, your road is bad.
Hey!
No. I'm like, it's not my road.
Let me tell you.
Oh my God.
Before Ubers, before Ubers came, when we used to pick taxis, I remember you agree on a price that, oh, it's, let's say, 10 cities.
And you
then when you are going in your road, but when they start doing, hey, okay, wait, yeah, exactly. It means that they are coming to add more money. Oh my God.
And they're like, hey, road. And I'm like, if the road does not belong to me, that is just the road. So are we going or not? And I normally don't even know how to respond to that. Okay, your road is bad. And then like, what do I say from
there? I don't engage.
Exactly, that's what I've been saying.
I don't engage. As soon as you engage, it's like you're empathizing. And they say, would it be back home? Sorry. It's part of your job that your shocks will get wear and tear. Okay. Yeah.
I had a list, but since she said the driver thing.
Please, let's
another
this,
one.
Please.
Guys, I promise this one.
Okay.
My pet peeve is, in quotes, for charges in account.
Momo,
like, please add the charges, especially when it's like I have cash, you don't have change. I am sending you Momo, and you're telling me, oh, madam, or like I've sent it, and you're like, madam, it's one for charges not come.
Fair,
let me
fair.
Do you one better. Those who tell you what charges to add to it,
yeah, like you are doing the calculation for me.
Fair, fair.
I think I'm the opposite of her. Because why are you sending me money? You're not adding charges.
She's the one. She's the one who asked for the charges. She's the one.
Yes, I want to hear your pet peeve. Give me one.
Guys who brag.
Guys who brag. Give me an example. Like what's something I do? Give me an example of a guy bragging.
Like I can't.
Hey,
I think that
like they want you to show like maybe by affiliation they know somebody. Is that an example?
Okay, so I'm an Ashanti, but then Kumasi guys.
And on that note,
they will come for you.
We'll move on to our last question for the night.
Like, oh, Oba, a quarantine moment in me in some way. Say yeah, the answer being Kawana. Yeah, they do be showing a good time.
Ah, but please, have you ever had any encounter with Nigerian men? Nigerian men.
I'm Nigerian too.
Oh. Hi, auntie. Wait, let's discuss. Ah, so wait, you think that Kumasi men brag more than Nigerian men? Really?
It's like the Nigerian visual action.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I hear you. I hear you. I heard that Igbos, if they are dating you, you are a reflection of their pockets. So an Igbo man's woman is supposed to be drenched, like in, yeah. That's what I want there. Anyway, please give me a name for this one. This is a guy. What should we call him? Give us a Nigerian name. Don't mind him.
Oluwatosin.
Wait, hold on. Oluwatosin. Ah. Are you also not into looks? Oh my God, that is so crazy. You know, sometimes when all these things, because it's an old video, right? I really want to be in the room when they see that it is trending for that particular reason. And just to see what he actually thinks. But that's so funny. Anyway, this one is kind of long. But this one, I picked it because it's actually very, very... When we say dilemma, it's very dilemmatic. Okay. Oluwatosin says, Charlie Joseph, what's up? You know, when a man starts like this, there is some fuck shit, man. So I'm in a bit of a fix with my close friend. I'm 31 and I've had a best friend since I was in primary school. We live in the same area and we went to the same primary and secondary school. We split in uni but always kept in touch. We still did very cool and hung out very often. He has a young sister who is 26. She allow. She's really pretty. And because we all know each other, we have a friendly relationship. She follows me on social media and I follow her too. In the last year, we've been talking a lot on social media. She's in my DMs and I'm in hers, commenting on her story, forwarding funny videos. When we hang out, it's seamless. Here's the issue. I don't want to get married. I don't care for it at all, but I like her. A few weeks ago, a conversation about marriage came up and she told me she doesn't want to get married and doesn't want kids. Not gonna lie, my eye gets. Because one of my biggest issues is finding a like-minded girl who wants to be with me without the commitment of marriage. The problem here is obvious. Her brother is my friend and he knows how I feel about marriage. I want to make a move, but I'm worried he won't be happy with it. Plus, their parents will not be happy with that kind of arrangement. They will even think I'm the one influencing her. I even asked her what her parents think about her decision. And she said she hasn't told them yet because they haven't given her any pressure. She's a really cool girl. How do I proceed or should I look elsewhere? Okay, let's take it one by one. If you have a thought, please put your hand and let's give you a microphone. Nanyuhi at the back, I want your opinion on this, please. Nanyuhi, I want your opinion on this. No. So he's not really caught in here.
No, should he propose?
Yeah, should he propose or he should look elsewhere? Because the issues here are, his friend might not be for it. Because they all know each other, the family, he knows that the family, they are not going to, hey, you are coming to take my girl, you marry her. And because the girl has not told the parents that she doesn't want to get married, it will look like the influence is coming from him. So these are the issues.
I don't see the issue. I think they're all non-issues. You like somebody, you share the same values as them. Mm-hmm. Every other problem is external. Every other problem is everybody will think I am this, or everybody will see me this way. Uh-huh. You just kind of have to not care and do what you want to do. Because if you're going to let other people's opinion, I mean, it's a different story if the two of you are not on the same page. The two of you are literally on the same page, good vibes, you click. So if someone is going to say you influenced her and you did this, no, you guys are happy. Face your front and continue.
Do you think he has to tell the friend before he makes a move?
No, it's none of his business.
His best friend from childhood.
No, he said they split. They are no longer friends.
No. He said they didn't go to the same uni, but they are still close.
Still, you found someone that you like.
Okay.
You gel. Okay. So, like, are you in the relationship with the friend?
Behind the girl, do what you want.
No, like, I think you can tell your friend that, like, I'm with your sister, I'm interested in your sister, we have a good vibe. Uh-huh. But like, my friend said it makes him uncomfortable, so I have to just break up with her. Like, how...
So you are saying that he doesn't have to tell the friend before he makes a move?
No, I think, sure, he should tell the friend, but I don't think other people's opinion should be so important that it's cause for him to end things with the girl.
Okay. They haven't started yet. wait, she'll have something first.
100% agree with her. I don't think it's anyone's business.
Okay.
I think if he's going to tell his friend, it shouldn't be asking for validation. It's like, I'm telling you that your sister, because his sister is not a child, 26 years, she's old enough. So it's like, yeah. So it's like, if the two of them have agreed that we are on the same page, we want to go ahead and then talk or something, he doesn't need her brother's approval. He just needs to tell him that, just out of respect for their friendship or whatever, just like, tell him that, like, this is the situation. I want to, like, no, it's not I want to. I am going to talk to your sister. So, because, like, it's the two of them. The two of them are fine. At the end of the day, everyone else will be fine. They'll live.
Okay, Mariah, you want to say something?
I think we've even gone far. Does she even like him?
I was going to say the same thing.
Asked her?
No,
all she said was that she just wants to get married and know his eye gets. Like, okay, like, what does that have to do with her?
Yeah, like, hold on. Listen, so let's paint the picture, right? So, like, if she posts a picture on her stories, she responds back. She does the same thing on his stories. They send each other funny videos. When they hang out, it's a vibe. Uh-huh. So he now wants to make the move. No, they don't have a we like each other yet. Like, Okay.
I'm making a move.
No, it's because he's afraid that, okay, if I make the move, these are the things that in so on. It's a, all right. Is Nanui ready?
Oh, I think.
Also, our lady who gave us the name, there's a guy sitting right next to you. I want to hear his opinion as well. He's very quiet.
Yeah. Mine is very simple. Number one, a man of dos, prefer frog. That's one.
There's niggas everywhere. Yeah.
And then the second one is, if you try and it doesn't work, it's not worth ruining your friendship for, Charlie. So find another girl. There's definitely, that's the thing. I think he's limiting himself because there's definitely another woman who thinks like that, who has his views and everything. You find someone
else. A bed in hand. And you won't know, this is Ghana. Even if a girl thinks like that, the friend group will tell her that, hey, you don't want to wear corset. Be dead. Yeah. You have a question, huh?
So, is it that like... yeah, there's nothing to be... Like, basically, let me rephrase. For the people who are saying he shouldn't move forward with pursuing things, is the issue that they are, like, the friend being her brother, is that the issue? And so, like, now people shouldn't date... Like, if you shouldn't date your best friend's sibling, like, what's the issue? Like, I'm genuinely asking.
I think, okay, you can go
on. So I think the question Joseph asked you was about if you should speak to the friend first before moving. And initially, I think the response I had was that no, but later he said yes. So that's where I was coming from, that you have a friendship with this person, a relationship. It's worth speaking to the person that, oh, I think I'm interested in your sister. What do you think about it? If I pursue her, I mean, what are the terms and conditions between your friendship?
Terms and conditions.
No, wait. Like, if I pursue your sister, can we still remain friends? Because it's possible that the thing will not work out. No, it's possible that it will not work out. And if it doesn't,
that's my thing. Like, why? No. Like, what's the issue with me being with your
there's
sister?
There's no
like,
issue.
Why can't we be friends?
There's no issue, but you need to speak to the people so that you know that this is what I should expect if I move forward. So that
you know, let me tell you something. Honestly,
that's
I feel
though.
Yeah, I mean. It doesn't even have to be some kind of grand announcement. So let me tell your sister they talk.
You don't even need to.
Yeah.
See, Joe, there's...
Where guys do not want their friends to be with their siblings.
Some of them. And I think that also comes from like them knowing how their friends
kind of
are with other women.
Yeah.
Kofi.
Just as Mariah said, I am very, very inclined to believe that the girl sees him as an extension of her brother.
Hey.
So
it could be just bro vibes.
If I'm very cool with my brother's friend is my brother. So yes. So first of all, find out if the girl, I mean,
yeah.
If you find out and her mind day, I mean, yes, encourage her to talk to her people, like bring it up in the conversation. Or what do you think about me not getting married? Or what do you think about people who are not married? Just drop it and then listen to what your parents are going to say. Right, if they are not really bothered about it, both of you should start something. If it sources, you can just tell your friend, oh, your sister and I like want to tell you something.
Hey,
we day. Please, I don't ascribe to the it will spoil the friendship. Or are you sleeping with your friend? You are not sleeping with your friend. Your friend too should also be mature enough and get over it. She's your she's your sister. Your sister will find someone she likes. Even if the person is outside of your friend group that you do not know and you don't know their character. I mean, yes, that's actually also something else. You do not know who this person is, but at least you know, oh, this is my friend Kofi. Kofi has been sleeping with 3 girls, like maybe on and off, and then he has stopped. So, I mean, I can more or less, but I mean, I'll tell my sister, hey, I mean, yeah, he's my best friend and all, but this is how he is. If you feel you are okay, me, I don't care. At the end of the day, it's your life. I'm not going to live your life for you. So please forget about how the friendship, if the friendship ends, it ends. Move on.
I think to be fair, okay, Kwame has something to say.
Joseph, let me jump in and ask the guys. The guys here, will you let your best friend date your sister?
Yes.
Will you let your best friend date your sister?
Michael said no. Give him a microphone. He said no. Give him a microphone. Why no?
Because I know what my guys do. Like I know how
So yeah. My question here then is like, do you do what your friends do?
I don't do same. No.
You don't do same. No. So why do you keep your company?
Just for the vibes. Yeah.
For the vibes. For vibes.
Just for the vibes.
Who else? Someone said no. Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
I wanted to say something.
Yes.
In the first place, I think he needs to find out if she's into him as well.
Exactly.
I say this one, it'd be cool chop for the two of them. finding somebody who feels the same way as you, you know, easy like that. Even if they are like that, they are external influences, family, friends, stuff like that. So it's tough. So if you find somebody who they are on the same level as you, I'm not too bothered about the best friend and stuff like that. Because if he's your best friend, you should know him better. I mean, I feel like he should be the one, you should be happy that your best friend is with your sister. I mean, so if you mind good day, make they continue. But if not...
Yeah. I think the guy's main problem is the fact that it's going to be like, I'm coming to take your sister and it won't go anywhere. I think that is the main concern here. Okay, see, we need
another thing is that not wanting to be married doesn't mean that you don't want that connection or a relationship with somebody. Marriage is just, I think.
Yeah, but in the Ghanaian context, explain that to a parent. In a Ghanaian context, then I'm more yeah.
You see, it's not their life to live, right? It's yours. Mm. Things are different now.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I feel like it's the woman that has the upper hand. So if she's the one who says, you know what, I don't want to get married, but I want to be with you. It'd be cool, chop.
It's cool.
It'd be cool.
Okay. Barbara has something to say. But you know, also, yeah. Barbara, is it? Before you speak, I was going to say that, quite as kept, every single one of us, our parents have somebody that's never married, but then somebody should share her. So now, yeah, Barbara.
Oluwa Tosin, I think he's an overthinker.
Aww.
First, let's know whether she likes you.
Yeah.
So I think he should write back to you.
Yeah.
After he asks her out and she says yes. Because she responding to her message to his messages on Instagram, it doesn't mean much. Maybe she's just a cool person that likes and respects him. As his brother's friend.
Yes.
So Bechuku, let's know whether she likes you first.
You remember
that? Oluwa, there we can
yeah, there was one of the lives that I said this thing. I said that somebody will come and say, oh, me and they chat, me and they chat. It's just her responding to your Instagram messages. Like, I feel like if she had a boyfriend, he would know. From the other one. Yes, please give it to him. Yes, I want to know. No. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. I want to hear your thoughts, please.
So I think the guy is just afraid of long-term commitments. That's why he's finding...
Oh, you want to interrogate the reason why he doesn't want to get married?
No. Yes, all that's with his letter and everything. I think he's just afraid of long-term commitment. That's why he doesn't want to get married. And now he wants to maybe find an excuse to not even move to the girl. You know that.
Oh, but if he doesn't want to move to the girl, why is he writing to us to tell him not to move to the girl?
The guy is trying to find reasons not to move to the girl. Like, oh, I don't want a commitment, but the girl also doesn't want commitment. But it's like the brother is like going to be so.
So he's finding all the things.
All the obstacles to be like.
And he's hoping that me too, I'll be like, hey, damn, leave the girl alone.
Yeah. So hoping that his best friend will like stop him from like pursuing it. Because first, the girl hasn't said anything. Replying to Rails is like, everyone does that, please. So I think he wants a reason for him not to like proceed with whatever he wants to do. Like wants a reason like, oh, should I? Shouldn't I? Like, would it offend?
I have a question. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody is being friendly with you, like talking to you, and you know the person likes you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you you were a terrorist. This is the same person that said that she's friends with people that she turns down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this girl.
She has changed her hair, that's why. No, but like when you know that a person likes you, do you entertain them?
Yes.
Hey, Abinawai. Even if you don't care for it, you entertain them.
It makes me happy. Because.
Why?
Because Abinawai, I'm enticing you. I know I don't like you, but you like me.
Hey.
I know I don't like you. In my heart, my body.
I know I don't like you, but the fact that you are putting in effort makes me happy.
But don't you think that if you let them know, then they won't waste time?
No, the thing is, I'm enjoying the attention you're giving me. Oh, the people at my workplace, eh? What I do to them? The men. They don't watch.
You don't know. It's true. I've told you, I've met 45-year-old women who have told me that they listen to me. Anyway, no, but that's crazy because so you guys are like entertaining people because you enjoy their attention. Put them out of their misery.
No, thing is,
how until they say it.
Beating about the bush, so we'll all play that game. I'm enjoying. I know what you're leading to. I'm not gonna say it.
What are some of the things they say? Have you eaten?
Last question.
Have you eaten? Eat for me. Any other takes?
I think I agree with the lady at the back that he's overthinking it. Mm-hmm. Because the rate at which relationships start and fizzle out, there's no guarantee you guys would be in for the long haul to the point where she would now say, okay, then let's be together without the marriage thing. Like, it could just maybe not even work out. So I feel like he's going ahead of himself.
Because he's in his 30s.
Yeah, I thought about that
too. I think that's another thing. Because you know something, when you're in your 20s, when you're approaching a relationship, you don't think about the end goal
but
so much.
She's 26.
No, but I'm saying the guy is the one in his 30s.
Anyways.
So he's having that long term. Because honestly, let's be honest. How many of you are in your 20s here? Do you approach every relationship with the idea of marriage?
No.
Exactly. You're not thinking that long term. It's like, oh, this is a good time. But once you hit 30, anything you enter, you even start to wonder if this will be the mother of your child. Or the father of your child. It's true. Yeah. Where you, what would you do?
I would go ahead and, ask
the girl. You ask the girl or the friend?
The girl.
The girl. I see. Okay. You have a question? Who has a microphone? I mean, look, let me tell you something. This rites of passage that we have been indoctrinated into. You can't just live your life and have fun. You have to think about all these things. What's your question?
So, to the gentleman, right? Mm-hmm. Has he thought of, the girl is 26. Mm-hmm. If the girl is also 30, will she have the same mindset? Because you can never know. She's 26. She's saying that she doesn't want marriage now. When she hit 30, will she think the same way?
And when her mind changes.
That is the question.
When her mind changes, the relationship ends. And it's the same way he too. But he can hit 38. He can hit 38. Listen, in the words of my queen, Wendy Williams, you are allowed to change your mind when you are presented with new information.
How you doing?
Yeah. No, it's true. Because you see, I feel, and I said this on an episode, you people are dying on hills you're not supposed to die on because you think you're not allowed to change your mind. It is crazy. Maybe today you have watched 3 TikTok videos that said marriage is no longer necessary in 2026. Blah, blah, blah. And you've reasoned and you're like, I'm not gonna look. I saw a TikTok video last week about why you shouldn't have children. The guy said 3 things and it made me laugh so much. He said, one, what if I don't like them? You said, yeah, he was wearing that. He said, and that made me laugh so much because, real, like, what if you give birth to somebody that annoys the hell out of you? Like, they're a nice toddler and everything. And then from their teenagers going, you hate them.
Demons.
You know? And then he said, I don't want to share my money with anybody. That's also real. Like, I now have to decide whether I'm going to buy this new shoe or Pampers or school fees or a excursion. Oh my God. Like, every now and then, they come and tell you that, oh, we are going for a excursion. They say everybody should come and pay 1,000. You know, when we were younger, excursion was like 50 CDs, 20 CDs. Now, 2,000 CDs excursion. It's crazy. Obisa. Let me say something. Children are expensive. Oh my God. Listen, y'all, don't just push a baby out because of that. Please, children are expensive. I'm telling you, and this is not PR against children, but once you have a child, you are going to constantly be doing hierarchy of needs for the rest of your life. There are days when you have to repeat your wig for an extra month. I was serious. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience, but I remember when I used to have a dog. There were days, and it's so crazy, eh? I would go hungry just so that my dog can eat. Can you imagine? And then one day I flipped it. My man, Gary, I mean, I did it. No. So yeah, people change their minds about things. And I say this to my friend. I think people in your 20s, you are whatever decision. When I meet a young person in their 20s, they say, I don't want kids or whatever. I don't really hold them to it. Because, you know, in your 20s, you guys are coasting. You know, you don't have to make a lot of, you're coasting. I remember I turned 13. I started thinking about my future. I was planning the funeral of my loved ones. And I was thinking about when they are writing. You know how when, you know, somebody dies and then they are writing their children, they will say maybe Kofi Opong, New York. Yeah, downtown Toronto, right? So I started thinking about saying, what would they write in my book? And I wasn't thinking about this when I was 25. No. So, like, honestly, this 26-year-old 39, she doesn't want to get married. Would you change? Please. Right now, she's still wearing crop tops, you know. And it's so funny because there's some age that you get to that. The crop tops, nobody will tell you that you don't wear it again. And my mom says this all the time. So every time people are giving young girls flack for wearing mini skirts, it annoys her so much. Because she says, look, a time will come, you won't tell them all.
They themselves
will stop. And so she's like, just allow people. Because, and it's funny, when you look back, right, their time, they were wearing the shortest of things. So I just don't understand. I can't. The hair, you know, they used to draw. There was a girl that used to live it. They used to intentionally draw a mole. One of my cousins who came to live with us, I'm like, do you see the black thread that they used to do natural hair? I kid you not. Apparently, one of the beauty standards was lines in your neck. I didn't know. So she would tie it around her neck so that she would have the force. Yes, when they say Nikwe Chucha, fair. And so when we are going to church on Sunday, the black thread, she would tie it around her neck. I was like, beauty standards, baby. Now they were, look, you know what? I'm not even alive. I feel like corsets is going to fade out in the next, it's going to fade out in the next 2 weeks. Oh, no, it will. Because we grew up in an era without corsets. I remember there was a time when lace was everything, you know? Hey, lace. When someone brings lace to a house and my mother is selecting, it was everything. No, you don't wear lace again. Oh, corsets is going to fade out. It's too much. We've seen enough people who can't breathe on their wedding days, please. Yeah. Anyway, any final thoughts on this letter? We are slowly, this is the part of the plane where they'll say, ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. Yes, we are slowly descending into a crowd. The weather is, you know, I find that thing so interesting. Why are they telling us about the weather that we are coming into? Oh, please. I know if I'm coming to Canada, I know I'm coming to heat. Anyway. Somebody also tweeted and said that when Mr. Asante is not on the episodes, I get too emotional. See, if you listen to the comments, every time you try to change yourself, because it's so funny. If there are episodes where people say, oh, I wasn't feeling Joseph, then somebody say I was doing too much. Then somebody says, oh my God, you can. Is it Adam Smith, the economist? Is Adam Smith? Human beings are what? Insatiable. Sounds like insatiable, yeah. Come on, scarcity, economies of scale. Oh my God. You know, I must say, education is a very interesting thing, right? Because I really wish that you could identify what you want to do and just, you know, we have so many things sitting here. From the anther to the filament of a stigma. Oh my God. And to this day, I still don't know how logarithms work. And I am yet to encounter a situation where I have to use logarithms. Who has used logarithms in what they do? I just want to know. What's the trigonometry?
Not
walkway, like, no.
This girl, wait, hold on. Guys, listen, she says she uses trigonometry.
No, I said to Pythagoras. I use Pythagoras. Theorem. I actually use Pythagoras.
How do you use tell us
yeah,
how.
Yeah, because if you are, you know, if you, the shortest one is the one that's like this, right? So if I'm walking somewhere in the walkway street, like here, for example, right? If I'm going this way and I'm trying to get to you, I'll just, if there was a space here, I just walk this way. I wouldn't go this way.
And you know that because of Pythagoras?
Yeah. I actually use Pythagoras for walking.
I'm not going to put the mic again.
Yeah. Hey, let's put our hands together for education. All right. So I think that's going to be our latest. Okay, anyway, yeah. So, you know, we always give you guys some small insights, the privilege. Okay. Can you guess who I'm interviewing in 2 weeks? I cannot. I will tell you. I just want you to guess. Okay, I should give you a hint. Let me see. Wendy Shay. Actually, I want to talk to Wendy Shay, but I'm not. We've not initiated the process yet. We've not. Florence Obinu. I don't know a single album from that woman. What am I gonna do? Yeah, who else? Yeah. It's Joey B. Yes, actually. Yes. Hey, she said again. Why? You know, she said. Oh my God. Yeah, I think that's the only one. Is there any other? Oh, we spoke to Dope Nation, but they are going on a tour. So when they come back, because I feel like nobody knows anything about them. Molly. Oh. Yeah, well, you know, let me say something. I'm just going to say, I feel like there's some category of people, right? Or as Amabella said, there's a caliber of people, right? I don't think they will work well for what we do because of their level of self-importance. Oh, he said death. No, please. Their level of self-importance. I don't know if you get it. You know, and I get it. Sometimes when we reach out to people, I can tell that, oh, because you are not BBC or you are not whatever, they don't see it for you. Yeah, people have said delay. Let me tell you, delay is never going to... That thing that delay, that's what she says. Every 2 years, she comes to tweet, I want somebody to... She's never going to do it. She's never going to do it. I think Nanaba is possible. You know, the person that if she will allow, I will be Yvonne Nelson. That would be a good one. If she would allow... Oh, you remember we tried to get what's this Nigerian actress? Nah. Iniedo. Hey, she said, how much will we pay? Say how much we... Hey, they don't play Nigeria. Oh. Oh, I think they're casting. You know, if you told me that, you know, every time Peace Hyde comes to say, oh, who should I join? And people always comment if you're says, she said, look, people have been tagging me for years. I don't think this woman's gonna pick me. I don't know. I mean, I think if you're on the show would be great. Yeah, you know, give GH Queen, come on. Well, yeah, that one too. Okay. All right, we have 5 minutes left. So parting messages and things. Do you guys have any questions for us about the podcast before we wrap up? Any? No. Oh, wow. Wow. No, did you enjoy today's show?
Yes.
The people who came here for the first time, did you enjoy the show?
Yes.
And so next time when we are selling tickets, would you buy?
Yes. They won't.
Are you sure?
They won't.
Okay, can we talk about it? Look, so the price point, how much is the tickets usually? 150. 120 for early bird. Regular is 150. Is it a problem? This was an experiment. So wait, you can afford a 150. It's not a big deal. You don't mind the discounts. And we do early bird. Yeah, do early bird. Yeah, appreciate us and pay for the 150 CDs. Oh, Mariah, stand up. Guys, so you guys know Triple M?
Yes.
Yeah, our new segment. So when you see the video on your timelines, put it on your story, share, because we are trying to grow that segment as well, you know, so that very soon I can disappear. No, but guys, will you listen to Zilla cry if I get off the podcast?
No.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes. If what if we are directing somebody? No. No. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming. It's 8:30 on the clock. Look, we appreciate you guys all the time for coming and enjoying this thing that we do. Not a lot of people, you know, have the taste levels that you guys do to enjoy Sincerely Accra. No shade. No shade. Yeah, some people love the bickering. But anyway, so thank you for coming. And we'll catch you on the next Listener Letter Live. Now, please be reminded, the Listener Letter Live we're going to be doing in December. It's going to be bigger. We are not doing our day anymore. We are old. People don't dance anymore when they come. So we're going to do a bigger one. It's going to be Kwame and I. You know what we do on the podcast? We'll do it for you guys here live. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming. And we'll catch you on the next one. It's always a good time on what?
Sincerely Accra.
The number one podcast hosting network. Thank you. Pensa a churuba sesa, pensa a churuba sesa, pensa a churuba sesa. Brighter than the Mona Lisa, color everywhere she goes. Work all day to dance away her trouble, sing away her blood. Dirty freedom as she gets down to the baseline. What you want is on the other side. Live your life till you get it right. Don't stop the music, don't let them make you do it. If life was like a movie, then I'm getting deep into it. 1, 2, 3, talking planes in the sky, wearing my suit and tie. I'm with the boy so fly, everybody took eye. Why look at the small guy? I'm with the boy so fly. If you're looking for the next, for the best, put your hands on your chest. From the bass to the beat, to your head, to your feet. Dirty freedom as she gets down to the baseline. Solo, solo. This has been a Gold Coast Report production. Place your feet in a song. Happiness, brightest day, been afraid for too long.